Welcome to this meeting of the Self-Punishment Society.
Is this any better?
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like you're on fire or a robot, an angry robot.
Roger, roger.
Oh, don't even.
Look, you liked that joke in Airplane. I don't know why you don't like it here.
That's like a reference to a movie that I saw recently.
I watched it today for the first time in 14 years, and I swear to God, I started it this morning during my workout.
You sure you don't want to save this for the podcast?
Okay, all right.
Because it sounds pretty good.
I am boiling with rage.
You're gonna have to roll two. You're gonna have to roll 2d10 plus 4.
I haven't listened to the
and
D&D.
Then you'll find out what your damage is.
I love the tweet. Somebody said that I haven't listened to the D&D podcast yet, but somebody said that the party dies on the first encounter because of the incompetence of the fighters.
the tactics are extremely poor. In hindsight, I'm sitting there thinking, why did Steve do that? And then I'm thinking, why didn't anybody try to heal Steve? Since he's the only one who could heal anybody else, and it just kind of got away from us.
Fourth edition is very tactics heavy. You really have to put in a lot of thought into exactly what square each person is.
Yeah.
Or some thought.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Any thought at all whatsoever. You should have a post-mortem. What was going through your minds when you're playing this? Were you just thinking about yourself? Or
I was just trying to kill stuff.
That's the lesson of D&D, isn't it? Every man for himself.
Well, yeah. Especially with new players, I think they're thinking of what should I do with my character so that I feel like I am accomplishing something.
It's like a video game. You just shoot at the bad guys.
Without any thought to a coherent party-based strategy.
I haven't listened to it yet, but the one and only time I've played D&D, I went up and walked into the very first trap that the DM made available and killed myself. And I said, this is dull. Let's go play video games.
They're irresistible, those traps.
There were gems. There were gems just right out there for the taking.
Yeah. Why would they put them in a trap like that?
Who wouldn't jump at that?
Good players, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It was really... Yeah, it was a comedy of errors. Beginning with having our healer jump to get in close proximity to the most powerful guy on the board. Yay!
But that's going
to
be much more entertaining than an actual game, isn't it?
Well, that actually, as it went along and it was clear that we were all going to die in the first encounter, and I was looking at the clock about how long we'd been doing it, I was like, nope, this pretty much does it. It's self-contained. It's going to be, not 4 hours long, and this is what I want in an episode. So I was happy about that. I didn't have enough time to tighten it up further. I did cut 25% of the running time out of it, but wow. It could have been way tighter. I ran out of time.
I think people really missed out on the character generation portion of the evening.
Hmm. I was just assigned a character.
Roll.
Yeah.
18. Roll. Steve, are you on this? Did you watch The Phantom Menace?
Sadly, I did. Okay. Yay!
Yay for you!
Yippee! Now this is podcasting.
Ooh.
Except we're not recording yet, are we?
No.
No. Well, I'm recording.
Get those out of your system now, please.
I'm pondering.
What's our plan of attack we can discuss before people get here?
Sure. If you'd like to plan a podcast episode, John, it's worked okay without that so far, but
do you have something mapped out?
No, you have a plan.
Have a plan.
Aren't we just going to accidentally fly into the Federation command ship?
It was not an accident. Somebody specifically programmed that into the autopilot for some reason.
And then R2 unhooks the autopilot, and he's hit and spirals in.
This was no boating accident.
When
we did the original trilogy, we went through scene by scene laboriously. Yes. Is that the plan for this one as
well? Yes,
might
be too painful to do that here.
Well, I have my notes that I took as I watched it, and so I was going to sort of lead us through the story.
Such as it is.
I also thought about asking people about just exactly how excited they were to see this when it came out.
Oh God!
So they could talk about how sad it was.
I have three suggested items, and you can see if you want to put these in. One, I do have a brief opening statement. Two, I thought we could ask people what their least favorite and most favorite things are, like singular thing, because that is more challenging. Because it's very easy to say, "What's your least favorite thing?" So people will just list 10 things they don't like. You have to pick one thing that's your least favorite and one thing that is your favorite thing. Which is
you got to give us like an extra day to prepare that if you want us to narrow it down to one.
You can do it on the fly. I mean, it's not. There's no penalties for incorrect answers. It's just a
mockery. Is a penalty. Say,
run that by me again, John. Sorry, I missed that.
Your most favorite and least favorite thing about the movie. So those are my things. Opening statement, most favorite, least favorite. You can fit them in wherever you want. Although opening statement should be in the beginning. And then if you want to go scene by scene, I can do that. If you don't want to go scene by scenes, I would thank you for sparing me. But, you know, whatever.
It's like being present at your own autopsy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I took notes during this.
Performing your own autopsy.
I took notes because I had some observations about it, and I figure it's not a bad structure to, you know, and I mean, it is like, and I have heard from Dan and Ren, by the way, and they're Dan's dad's birthday dinner ran a little long, and they are getting set up now, so.
Priorities, Dan.
Yeah, I know, geez.
Father.
So I was just thinking almost like, I mean, that's the nice thing about the Flophouse is, right, is like, you know.
You're just Mr. Flophouse these
You can
days.
Laugh. Yeah, I love the Flophouse.
You're in the tank.
I love
them.
The Flophouse. It is the greatest.
This is a conversion that took, you know, now I'm going to start getting all indignant and hipsterish and be like, you know, I was into the Flophouse. You didn't even know the Flophouse existed, you know, for 4 years,
you know how far I've gone on the Flophouse is that I have saved the first episodes and I'm going to start from the beginning. That's how far I've gone.
Now, have you learned another harsh lesson about you should always listen to me?
Yeah. Are you? Well, that wasn't a harsh lesson. It's all good. I don't feel anything harsh about it. It's a wonderful podcast. Are you related in some way to those guys?
My first job out of college was with John McCoy, who is Dan's identical brother.
Okay.
They are not actually twins. Anyway, I heavily featured around year 2 through 3 in my letter writing campaign to harass the crew, and then I've tapered off in recent years.
Wow. That's crazy.
But anytime you hear John's last name withheld, and you hear a letter that sounds like it was written by me, it was written by me.
It's you. Okay. Fair enough. It's anyway, they recap the movies and you know, it's an effective, I find it effective with that too. Even if some of it is just awful and all of this is awful, so you know. I think it'll be fine.
They have a little bit of the Merlin tangent flavor, you know, when like Merlin will ostensibly be talking about something on the show and then go off on a tangent that's longer than the main part of the show, and then like that happens, especially when the movies are particularly dreary and no one wants to talk about the movie, and so they'll do, you know, 10 minutes on the Ziggy movie, and that's what people remember. Oh, remember the episode where they did the Ziggy movie? I don't remember what the heck episode that was or what the movie they were supposed to be talking about was, but that's the flavor.
Okay, we are live on 5x5, by the way.
They weren't nearly hard enough on Country Strong.
So, you know, some
Oscar nominee Country Strong.
They are veterans, so they've been in the shit, man. Like, they've seen it all. You know, so like, what is it? What is it? Like, they should have just ripped that, but it's like there's nothing they haven't seen.
The horror.
I believe horror has a face, and you must make a
C-beam
end of horror.
I've seen 45 minutes of Mr. Wrong.
I've seen 4 laps of a pod race.
I've seen a man's face peeled back from his skull.
All of these memories. Well, so I'm going to do it wrong, and John's going to correct me again. We'll be lost in time like tears in the rain.
Oh, they're not in time.
Like tears lost. Like tears in the rain.
I've seen Phantom Menace.
In rain. I said in rain, time to die.
Yeah, okay.
Time to die.
Like I think of the special edition of that thing, we're talking about how that was like a pickup shot and like they lost the night and it was actually like getting to be daytime during that thing. So I always thought it was like, oh, look, the sun is coming up. But no, they just didn't have time to do the shoot at night. That's why it's so bright in that scene.
Huh.
Things that happened before CG. You couldn't control the light.
The light? They lit things?
Oh, the sunlight.
Yes, we're losing light.
What happens
when
they have too much control over what goes on, so.
That wasn't the problem.
The old ways were better.
For those of you you just tuning in, we are waiting for Dan and Serenity to arrive because they did watch a movie on Sunday, like the rest of us have watched in the last few days. And you don't watch that movie just to watch it. You watch it because you're being forced to watch it for a podcast. It's the only reason. It's the only way that we can explain what has happened.
I might have seen this movie like 20 times by now.
I've seen it five or six times at this point. Yeah. I've seen it so many times.
I've hit myself in the head with a hammer repeatedly.
This, by the way, I would add, this is another advantage. Well, I'll say that for the podcast too.
This is
ooh, a cliffhanger.
Save some of that for the sequel.
You're listening to 10 minutes of people talking about a movie that they can't talk about yet.
Yeah. Talk about something we can talk about.
10. So John, you're gonna have an opening statement. That's fine. I want to walk through my notes. I do like the game of saying a thing we like and a thing we don't like about it.
And we could have a section on anticipation of. Well, I think that can be combined organically into the thing. But that, you know, how excited were we?
Yeah.
Because that will inform the rest of the podcast about, you know, it's the setup.
Yeah.
Crushing disappointment. Welcome to adulthood.
The day their childhood died. Which was the release of Return of the Jedi, which wasn't that. No. Come on, Dan. Ooh, there's somebody. Who's not Dan.
Wow.
It's better. Somebody who's not Dan. We don't need Dan. Dan's no good. Dan doesn't like Star Wars.
What do you have in the queue for future episodes?
Oh, my. John, all of your questions tonight are pointing out just how terribly organized and bad I am at planning this podcast. There's a Google Doc. I've got a wrinkle in time. I got to update
right.
it.
That's
I got a wrinkle in time. I want to do the Portal 2. I still haven't finished Portal 2, but I'm getting closer. I want to slot in the time travel primer 12
yeah,
Monkeys
yeah,
Looper
no, I,
episode.
I want to be on that one, so remind me, because I've been putting off rewatching the movie because I want it to be fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, right now I've got that out like 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I have a thing called Grow Up, which I'll explain at some point,
pass.
Which is a special episode.
When I look at you, I throw up.
The Doctor Who series wrap-up, which is looking like that's going to be a bloodbath. But that's okay. I want to do a Star Trek movies episode right around when the Star Trek movie comes out.
Yes.
Superhero draft.
So
Game of Thrones.
Should I plan to see Star Trek opening night, or are you going to give me time to see that?
Oh, I'll give you some time.
Alright.
I'll give you some time. I need to
see that with my son
time.
Now. Maybe I have to see The Hobbit with him too. He's getting to the.
Yeah, we've had like several months of prep time for Prometheus now. So he usually gives you plenty of lead time.
Can
I need
do,
to
like
think
a good
about,
movie between these two.
I need to think about Prometheus some more. I want to ponder. Prometheus I was going to wrap into Alien, which means I need to go back and watch Alien and Aliens again. Which,
it's sacrilegious to talk about.
That's kind of a bipolar podcast right there.
And
though.
Alien 3.
No.
I like the Lice movie.
No, we will not talk
so
about Alien 3.
I didn't like
3.
It, but I think it was not as bad as everyone says.
You're going to talk about Prometheus, but not Alien 3?
I hated it.
What about Alien Resurrection? You can't just skip that one.
Skip that one.
I think
it's all the Whedon fans.
So, a.k.a. the one with the basketball.
Four of them.
A basketball should not appear in an Alien
some
movie.
Less than others.
Why am I trying to connect to Twit Live? I don't want Twit Live. Go away, Twit Live.
Go away. Wow. Just lashing out for no reason.
Where's Ren? She never came, did she? There she is. Come back for the first time. Oh, the chat room is really going nuts on Alien and Prometheus now.
Uh-oh.
The kids have fun with that.
Yeah. Well, they gotta talk about something. They surely don't want to talk about Star Wars Episode 1.
No.
That would be
Why
madness.
Why would she want to do that?
Madness.
You guys are all mean, and I like this movie.
Okay.
All right.
You watch Smash, Monkey.
Well, then you can have my good thing.
I watch Smash.
I hereby cede my good thing about the movie to Monty. He can add a second one.
I freely admit that the only reason I like Phantom Menace is that I talked myself into believing that there's a story where there isn't one.
I like Machete Order, and that's the only thing that makes the prequels even considerable.
This reminds me
of a lot of work to do, Dan.
The Wreck-It Ralph episode where Monty said something that at the time we couldn't hear because it was over on Skype. We couldn't hear it. But later, as I'm listening to the isolated audio tracks, I hear Monty say, it's something like, you guys...
It's a movie for kids and you're dead inside.
And you're dead inside. And I just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
You couldn't hear it because the volume of the meanness.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There was so much meanness.
Negativity resonates.
All right, I think we have everybody now.
That won't happen here.
I was excited.
No.
Did I mention last year that I always assume Monty is in England? I think I've mentioned this before.
He's in Seattle.
I know, but he's
practically Glenn.
He's mentally in England of the United States.
He's mentally in England for me. And I'm like, boy, he's up late. Like,
boy, yeah. Monty, I'm glad you left Wizards of the Coast after that D&D episode we did, because we destroyed them.
You're associated with those guys? All right, you're gone. Clean out your desk.
Those guys...
I didn't have to clean out my own desk. Somebody else did, and they sent me 13 boxes worth of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Turns out if you work someplace 16 years, you just accrete a great
deal. I believe that is, in fact, a service.
That's nice. All right, we should get going.
Yes. Sorry about people being late.
People?
People being... All right, people, sorry about being late. What do you want?
People who inconvenience people.
People whose fathers have birthday parties.
Yeah. He's only 74. Stand. Don't
Priorities.
Worry about it.
Wait, I thought there was no father.
That's right.
We'll get there.
I was conceived by the midichlorians. Oh, believe me. I got plenty. Dude, I live tweeted this the other night. I still got more left for the podcast.
All right.
Leaving my fastball in the locker room. Bull Durham, better movie. Sorry.
Yeah, better movie. Wow. Wow, Greg. High bar there. Better movie. Better movie. Men in Black 2. Better movie. Red Planet. Okay, no.
We have to draw a line somewhere, Jason.
Maybe not. Mission to Mars. No.
Ooh, Mac and me.
Are you just going through stuff that's Mars related?
Yeah. I'm trying to come up with something that's Short Circuit 2. No.
Total Recall, the remake.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Like Short Circuit 2.
Here we go. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. All right.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
It's just off topic. There's nothing wrong with that tonight because we're not going to talk about it. All right.
Okay, so that Jedi with the long neck.
Yes.
You can't tell this from the movie at all, but he's the same race as this pod racer with four arms.
Quadranero?
I don't know his name, and I can't remember his race, although I did play one of them in a Star Wars RPG once.
Wow.
But I can report that same race is used twice, once as a pod racer and once as the Jedi.
That seems a really dangerous race to be pod racing as, because I feel like your head's going to come off pretty quick.
But it's
the wind shear alone.
Apparently they have super fast reflexes, which makes them good Jedi.
And isn't there there's another Yoda too, right?
Yaddle.
I knew that and I hate myself for it. But like that to me always really bugged me in the movie because it made Yoda so... unspecial. Like
he's supposed to be an unknown race.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like now we're gonna totally define that now.
His race was created by midichlorians.
Yeah.
The robot chicken Star Wars bit with Jar Jar, I think, is one of my two favorites in that one, where it's just like they push him out the airlock.
Andy! It's Misa, I'm alive.
Yes.
And then he comes back as the Force Ghost. Misa all sparkly. That to me is God, that one hilarious. Gets me every time. Also, we didn't mention how emasculating it is that Anakin's nickname is Annie. Which I really...
That's the least of Anakin's problems.
Like he needed any more emasculating.
Or how incredibly creepy the flirting scenes are between like a six-year-old and like this...
Oh,
this,
gosh.
I don't understand. It's just...
I came for you too, Annie.
What? You care for the... But,
are you an angel?
And like, and someone you meet at that age, like, I don't see how you could
ever... Want to see my racer?
Angels.
Because that works on ladies all the time.
Oh, gosh.
Racer is a euphemism, right?
Yes.
To wash the droid.
Yeah, washing droids.
Padme should have been
washed
like
the droid repeatedly.
A high school teacher in Florida.
When I was young, I could wash the droid 3 or 4 times a night.
Oh, I can't believe I missed the chance to tell you, you and Big Doodoo, Jason.
That was when you sent out your balls.
It's
Poodoo,
isn't it?
Poodoo. No, at the beginning, there are four poop jokes that I counted because I keep track of such things. When Jar Jar returns,
are those
to
like
Bubble
scratch
City,
marks on your cell wall, Steve?
Yeah.
No, those aren't scratch marks. They are marks of a sort.
Oh, boy.
So when Jar Jar returns to the Bubble City, another Gungan tells him, you and Big Doodoo.
Big Doodoo, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's 'cause that's George W. Bush.
Then Jar Jar steps in the poopy.
Yes.
Then the camel-like thing farts at Jar Jar.
Yeah. And the great thing about the fart scene is that it's not part of any other scene. That is a pure, dedicated, 100%
yes,
insert fart scene
fart
now.
Scene.
Just not connected in any way to the surrounding scenes.
No,
well,
way.
I just
this is well and truly
the same guy who comes up with the Star Wars movies, like, you know what would be good right here? Fart joke.
Fart.
Any kid's movie post 94 or 95 must have fart jokes.
Yeah.
That's not even a fart joke. That was just a thing that farted. It wasn't a fart in a context.
There
where
was
the fart
no way. Yeah, it happened. There was no way. There was
well,
no way to remove
like,
it from the movie.
Just a thing that farted.
If you fart in church, that's a
fart
joke.
Still makes me laugh.
If you fart, in a place that's inappropriate for farting, unexpectedly, if you fart into the face of a disliked character, there is such a thing as a fart joke. Then there is just a thing that farts outdoors, an animal farting outdoors, not near anybody that we care about, not in an inappropriate situation. In a loud place where nobody heard it, it is just a fart.
So, Steve, are we also counting?
And then
number
four is Sebulba says poodoo. And at that point, I had passed out pretty much.
But he says bantha poodoo, and it's translated in the subtitles as bantha fodder. So it's possible that poodoo.
Eat their own poop. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Like dogs.
We didn't talk about symbiont circles, which is a very important theme in this extremely deep movie about symbionts.
I was
going
to say, Steve, you left out the time when Jar Jar gets hit in the nuts once too.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a poop
Lance,
joke.
I know, but it's still it's. I think
it's
of that.
It's groin-based humor.
Humor.
It's crotch humor.
Yeah.
The thing that blew me away is that every scene, pretty much after Jar Jar is introduced, is interrupted with some ridiculously broad physical comedy. It's not like there's a section. It's not like the Charlie Brown specials where Snoopy gets 20 minutes to skate around. It's every freaking scene.
Yeah.
We're breaking away to Jar Jar doing something unbelievably stupid, and then we get back to what we were doing.
Well, but that's Star Wars, though. I mean, in Empire Strikes Back, there's that scene where Yoda slips and falls on his butt. And there's the no, sorry.
Oh, I forgot to say that I like the Queen's mirror finish SR-71. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, except I love the fact that it's called a Nubian just because I want them to pop up and go, "What's a Nubian?"
Here is some titles, by the way, just since I've got it open, and they suggested titles tonight. It's been a while since we've done one of these. The Hallway of Pointless Force Fields. Gungan Style. I like that.
There's already a College Humor video named Gungan Style, actually, which is worth watching, if only because it starts out as a completely serious, like, you know, parody of Gangnam Style with Gungans. And then a minute and a half in gets to, like, the guy who makes it getting really depressed and committing suicide. And it just gets darker from there. It is very weird.
We have removed their essential Muppetness or puppetness. Eat it, Kenobi. Go wash a droid. A little Jedi goes a long way. Time for the exposition droid. There is enough blame to go around. Yippee! Now this is podcasting. Yeah. Happiness forced at gunpoint. Now never show me this again. Robert's Rules of Order in space. If you could just mute the dialogue. I'm so angry. Why would you do that? It's unnecessary.
Is the person submitting this having a breakdown as submitting this?
He's quoting Wayne's World. The Jedi are dicks. Post-prequel disappointment disorder. A CGI winged thing. He made me watch it again. Are you an angel? Oh, yes. I feel like melting this disc now. That's good. Dan is against racism.
Sturdy it's true.
Like a, sturdy Austin. Like a mitten clip.
Standing
racism? I'm against it.
The Jedi fawns. A cloud of midichlorians. And Dan doesn't love Star Wars. I don't know where that came
what?
From. But, that was before you were on. We said Dan wasn't going to be on because he doesn't care about Star Wars.
Someone just added after you turn off the thing, just a thing that farted.
Just, yeah.
That actually is good. Because the thing is George Lucas in this case.
That could apply to Lucas, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
It's been a thing.
It happened.
Can we go back to doing things that we enjoy?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, this is like soul draining. It's like makes you.
Now we can.
Adding years to my life. It's like that machine.
I feel good, Bride. Frankly.
I'm going to go watch
the catharsis.
Avengers.
You don't come by easy.
I watched Death Race 2 yesterday, and I enjoyed it more than this.
Wow.
And by the way, Ving Rhames and Sean Bean will do anything for a paycheck.
They're professionals.
Yeah. That's what that means. All right. I'm going to let all those East Coast people go to bed, and they're going to dream.
Plus Monty in England. It must be late for him.
Oh, it's like 2 a.m., yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of late.
Wow. Yeah.
But I really hate this movie.
Sorry. Yeah.
I can feel your hatred.
Well, send me your files, and this will be quite an amusing editing job. So.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with that.
Good night. Yeah.
I'm available if you want me to do some of it, Jason.
Oh.
Really?
Intriguing.
You haven't had enough?
I just feel too bad for him.
Greg's going to just edit it down, so it's just a chain of incomprehensible, hateful statements.
Of course, you use Lightning or
Logic.
Logic, and I'm still in GarageBand, so I'll have to spend like three times as long plowing through it.
It's just 2.5 hours of screaming.
like a French New Wave movie,
no!
Like Letter to Jane or something like that, where all the conversation is removed and all it is just our exclamations of hatred.
I once watched an experimental film,
60-minute hate,
in which the soundtrack of the film is actually just a sine wave. And let me tell you, I watched that film twice. Thanks, film class. It doesn't get better the second time.
No.
The video part of that is a slow zoom across a room for 45 minutes.
Imagine a podcast where the only sound played at all is the spoiler horn.
That's delightful. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Night, guys.
Hey, go catch up on your TiVo with a game, Greg.
Yeah. Eat it.
He said reluctantly. Go wash a droid.
Oh, I was already doing that.
Yeah.
Good night, guys.